Last night, the 29th para was recited in Taraweeh. The first surah is Surah Al-Mulk. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned great fadail regarding reciting Surah Al-Mulk. A person will be saved from the punishment in the grave by reciting the surah. And a person who reads between Maghrib and Isha, Surah Sajda and Surah Al-Mulk, then he'll get the reward of making ibadat on Laylatul Qadr. So every night of the year we can get the reward of making ibadat on Laylatul Qadr by reciting these two surahs. Allah give us tawfiq. The first ayat Allah Ta'ala says, Tabaraka alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. That blessed is that being in whose control is the kingdom of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his being is very blessed, so blessed that on whatever the name of Allah Ta'ala is taken, that also becomes blessed. Whatever is connected to Allah, that also becomes blessed, full of barakah, full of blessings. And Allah Ta'ala, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir, he has power over everything. Alladhi khalaqa al-mawta wal-hayat, he has created death and life. Liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. And what is the purpose of creating death and life? To test you, to try you, that who amongst you will do the best of actions. So ya Allah Ta'ala mentions what is the purpose of the system of death and life. That is to see what a'mal a person will prepare and bring forth. And not liyabluwakum ayyukum aktharu amala, who will do the most actions, but who will do the best of actions. So one is a person does lot of a'mal, and one is a person, he does a'mal, but in his a'mal he has the quality of husn. There's beauty in it, he does it in a proper way. And how will husn, how will beauty come in our a'mal? Is when we will do it with ikhlas, with sincerity, and we will do it according to the sunnah, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to bring husn and we have to perfect and beautify our a'mal. And here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see mentioned, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَى, he created death and then life. So death has been mentioned first, and after that life has been mentioned. Whereas we see that a person loves and then he dies. So what is the purpose of death being mentioned first? Many reasons ulama have given. One reason is that our real life is actually the life of the akhirah, of the next world. And the means of reaching to the akhirah, reaching to our real life, is maut. And similarly also, a person who will always keep death in front of him, he will keep maut in front of him, and realize that this life in this world is temporary, and I have to die. So then, by having maut in front of him all the time, he'll lead his life, he'll love his life in a proper way, in obedience to Allah, in a good way. So this is how important it is to have the realization of maut. And regarding the akhirat and everything that is to come afterwards, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala time and again says, وَبِالْ أَخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. That we not only we must have iman on the akhirat, but we must have yaqeen, firm conviction on the akhirat. So all of us have to ask ourselves that how much of conviction do I have about the akhirat? Is akhirat in front of me, a reality in front of me all the time, that I'm aware that whatever I'm doing, there's going to be some either if I'm doing something wrong, there'll be some repercussion in the akhirat. If I do good, I'm going to be rewarded for it in the akhirat. This is to become a reality in us. As Mawlana mentions regarding Mawlana Umar Palanpuri, rahimahullah, that his mother, from he was small, used to speak so much about akhirat to him, and had instilled in him this conviction of akhirat, that he says that once, while sleeping, I fell off the bed and fell down on the floor. So there was a big thud, a big noise, and I got the shock and woke up, and immediately I started saying, what has happened? What has happened? Is akhirat taking place? Is akhirat, has akhirat come? So this is that awareness that will be created when we will speak and we will remind ourselves about death, about akhirat, the life to come after. Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. And Allah Ta'ala says that, وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. Allah Ta'ala is the dominant. Allah Ta'ala can create whatever Allah Ta'ala wants. Allah has full power over everything. He has power to resurrect you again. And Al-Ghafoor, in this life, the mistakes you will make, you turn to Allah Ta'ala, ask Him for forgiveness, Allah will forgive you. And then Allah Ta'ala shows that His different signs and of His qudrat, of His power around us. One is the sky. Allah says, look at the sky. There's no hal tara min futur. Do you see any cracks in the sky? There's no cracks. For thousands of years, the sky is standing. No cracks, no need for any repairs. ثُمَّ رَجِعِ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ. If you have doubt, look again, Allah Ta'ala says. يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ خَاسِئًا. Your gaze will return back to you, tired and disgraced. You won't find any flaw in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, so Allah ta'ala is the creator, He is the one who has mulk, who has kingdom over everything. A king, you have to obey him, you have to listen to him. You listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you obey him, a person will be saved in the akhirah, he'll get Jannah. You don't obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will get Jahannam. And then Allah ta'ala describes Jahannam, that the people when they will be cast into Jahannam, تَكَادُ تَمَيَّزُ مِنَ الْغَيْزِ, the anger that will be in Jahannam, that from a great distance, when they're still being brought, they will hear the screams of Jahannam, like screaming out of anger and fury, and from before even entering, so much of terror and fright will be upon them. Allah Ta'ala protect us. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions more signs of His Qudrat, the birds, look at the birds that are above you, how they stay aloft, who is keeping them up? It is only Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, who has given you your eyes, your ears, your heart, all of this is from Allah. Make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala says that Allah is the one who is fully in control of everything. In asbaha ma'ukum ghawran, if your water has to go down into the depths of the earth, then فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ مِمَاءٍ مَعِينَ, anybody can take the water out, nobody can take it out. There was one person who read this ayat and he mocked at it. Very dangerous to mock at anything of deen. As we read in the Aqidah Kitab, person mocks on even something which we consider as small in our deen, his iman is in jeopardy. This person mocked, he said that, if I got my spade, my shovel, I'll dig and I'll be able to take out the water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the water of his eyes, of his sight, to dry up. And now he couldn't see. So, we shouldn't mock at anything of deen. Then the next surah is Suratul Qalam. The means of being successful in the akhirat is a person practices on the Quran, the teachings of the Quran, and follows the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah ta'ala in the beginning takes an oath on wal qalam, on the pen, and what people write and what is written. So like how you are able, people write many things. So if you doubt this Quran, if you doubt what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, you say he is majnoon, he's a mad person, then bring something like this Quran, let's see what you can do. So this is a challenge, the kuffar, and up until today it hasn't been fulfilled. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that people say you are mad. No. وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرًا مَمْنُونَ, you will get a reward which is unending. And وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, you are firmly stationed on top of خُلُقِ عَظِيمٍ, on great character. Not only good character, but great character, the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the pedestal, this is the yardstick for good character. Anybody who wants good character, follow the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What teachings Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us. Sil man qata'ak, that those of your family who cut off relations, join relations with them. Wa ahsin ila wa'afu amman zalamak, those who oppress you, who do wrong to you, then forgo, let it go. And wa ahsin ila man asa'a ilayk, whoever does bad to you, you do good to them. So what great character Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practically demonstrated, as we heard when on the conquest of Mecca, so many years of torture and so many years of takleef this kuffar of Mecca had given Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave it all. One sentence, he said, لا تسريب عليك, no reproach on you, now you can go, you are free. So what akhlaq Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, and the Qur'an, we have to bring the teachings of the Qur'an practically in our lives. Aisha radiallahu anha was asked, what is the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So she said, كَانَ خُلْقُهُ Al-Qur'an. His life, his character was the Qur'an. That is all the teachings of the Qur'an practically in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should also make an effort and try to bring the teachings of the Qur'an. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding one kafir, Walid bin Mughira, is to speak bad about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned 10 qualities of his, that he spoke bad about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 10 bad qualities and 10 disgraceful attributes of his, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show, you speak against Rasulullah sallam, you'll be disgraced. Also in this world, on the other hand, you speak good of Rasulullah sallam, you read durood, one durood a person will read, he'll get 10 rewards. Allah ta'ala will send 10 mercies upon him, his stages will be lifted 10 times. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of the people who possessed a garden, and the father was a righteous nobleman, he used to take out a good portion of the produce and give it as sadaqah to the poor. Then after he passed away, the children, they thought that why must we now give this as sadaqah and take it out or zakat? We are doing all the hard work, all the effort, and now we are giving everything away. So they, when the time for harvest came, they said we'll go early in the morning before the poor people can be there, and will cut, harvest the crops and take it away. So Allah Ta'ala says they came in the morning, and when they came, they saw that everything was destroyed. They now worried, now what happened? Maybe we lost our way in the wrong place. Then finally they realized, no, everything has been destroyed. Now they started regretting, and they said that, Ya waylana, inna kunna tawrin, we've done wrong. We should have carried on as our father has done, but that is too late. So similarly, kadarik al-adab, the adab of the akhirat is in the same way. Person doesn't make an effort in this world, he'll reach there in the akhirat, his eyes will open, reality will be in front of him, he'll regret, but there will be no turning back. وَالْعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَكْبَرُ, the adab of the akhirat is actually much greater than a small difficulty in this world. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ, if only people know. Then the next surah is Surah Al-Haqqah, that akhirat, qiyamah, this is a reality, it's a true happening, it will happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions the incidents of Samud, of Ad, different nations that have passed before, that how they were destroyed in this world. And whoever, a person who passes away, he dies, then فَقَدْ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُ, his qiyamah has already started. So these nations, you know, people of Makkah could see the signs of the destruction. So these people were destroyed. Death is a reality, it's going to come. You should prepare for the life after death. And then on the day of Qiyamah, there will be two groups of people. One is مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ, those who will be given the book of deeds in their right hand. They'll be so happy. يَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ, go around telling everyone, read my book, see my result. I knew that I'm going to come and have to face this day. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ, they'll be in so much of happiness in lofty gardens, and they'll have the fruits of Jannah which will be close at hand. Easily they can eat of it, and it will be told to them that now eat and drink and enjoy because of what you had done in the world, the actions you sent forth in your previous life. Now you can enjoy the result of it. On the other hand, وَمَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ, a person who's given his book of deeds in his left hand, then there'll only be regret for him. He'll say, if only I wasn't even given my book, why did I even get my result? And if only death had been the end of everything, Allah Ta'ala says his wealth and whatever position he had, all of this will be of no avail to him. It will all be lost unto him. And then the angels will be told to catch hold of him, tie him up, and throw him into, cast him into Jahannam. في سلسلة ذرعها سبعون ذراعا, in a chain which is 70 cubits length, said that it will go through his body, it will be tied up and be thrown into Jahannam. إنه كان لا يؤمن بالله العظيم, he never have iman, he never believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ولا يحض على طعام المسكين, never pay his zakat and never encourage feeding of the poor. So he never fulfill the rights of Allah, he never fulfill the rights of people, he'll be thrown into Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala protect us. The next surah is Surah Al-Ma'arij, the staircase, that is the skies. This is a staircase that leads from this world to the heavens, and the angels ascend, bringing down the commands of Allah and bringing down conditions and going up, taking our amal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this, and then in the surah also Allah Ta'ala mentions that the nature of man is that he has been created, very quickly he loses himself, loses control over himself. If difficulty comes on him, then he becomes jazu'a, he becomes like gabrified, gabrahat. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعَ, and if goodness comes to him, then he becomes stingy, miserly, he doesn't want it to go to anyone else. However, those people who have good amal, they are excluded from this. إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ, those who have salah in their lives. And فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ, in their wealth, there's a fixed portion that they have kept for the beggars and for those who are deprived, and those who accept and have yakin on the life of akhirat, and they fear the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they protect their private organs, and they are watchful and they look after the trust and the pacts they have entered into, and they give testimony in a correct way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says these people, because of these good amal, they are excluded. They are able to control themselves. Good conditions, difficult conditions, they don't become like the rest of people. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ مُكْرَمُونَ, when they leave this world, they will be in Jannah, in garden, and they will be greatly honored therein. Then the next surah is Surah to Nuh, the incident and the life of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. That akhirat you think is very, very far off, but look at Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. He stayed so long in this dunya, just mentioned in the kitabs of tafsir, 1050 years he lived. But when the time of his death came, Malakul Maut asked him that how was your life? Nuh alayhi salam said, just like I came into a house, entered from the front door and walked through the house and went out through the back door. So this is the reality of this life. It's actually very, very short. And Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, in this long life, which is so short, what he done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the da'wat and the invitation of Nuh alayhi salam, how he made an effort to call his people jiharan, called them openly, called them secretly, individually, collectively, and he told his people that mend your relationship with Allah. Istaghfiru rabbakum. Make istighfar. Ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. Innahu kana ghaffara. Allah loves to forgive. Allah is most forgiving. Yursil istama'a alaykum idrara. He'll send down for you rain in abundance. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ He'll extend for you and grant you more wealth and children, offspring. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ Grant you gardens. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا He'll grant you rivers. So istighfar, very great amal. Hassan Basri rahimahullah, once a person came to him and complained, no rain, my crops are getting affected, produce is, I won't get produce this year. Hassan Basri told him, make istighfar. Another person came, he complained, no children. Hassan Basri rahimahullah told him, make istighfar. Third person came, he also had some complaint. He told that person also, make istighfar. Somebody was sitting there, he said, what is this? All three came with different complaints. Each one of them, you gave them the same prescription. Everybody comes to doctor, doctor's only saying, Panado, Panado. So how is this here? Hassan Basri rahimahullah said, this is what Allah Ta'ala has said in the Quran. On istighfar, Allah has promised all of these things. Rain, Allah has promised wealth, Allah has promised children. So we have to see, make istighfar. Man lazima al-istighfar, ja'ala Allahu lahu min kulli dayqin makhraja, wa min kulli hammin faraja. Person who holds firm onto istighfar, makes istighfar in abundance, Allah Ta'ala will take him out of every difficulty. Allah will open a way for him. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ And Allah will provide for him from avenues he couldn't even dream of. Allah give us tawfiq. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's people, how did they fall into shirk and associating partners with Allah? Whereas Adam alayhi salam was the first person sent onto this dunya, there was only tawheed, the oneness of Allah. So what was the cause of this here? Is that these people, they had venerated and raised the pious people to a level that wasn't deserving for them. So what had happened is, Shaitan came to them and told them that, see these, your forefathers, they were so good people. So what you should do is make some sculptures, make some statues of them. So they made these statues just so that they could remember them. And as time went along, then Shaitan whispered again to them that you should, they are good people. You ask through by means of them. And finally, they ended up worshipping those idols and getting involved in shirk. So from this here, we understand the prohibition of photography, that how severe a sin this is, because it leads to shirk. When I say other sins, a person does, it's wrong. But photography, a person takes, especially some people, they have pictures of pious people, this is so-and-so sheikh, or this pious person. This is even worse, because why? This was the cause and the reason for the previous people falling into shirk. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make tawbah from the sin and to stay away from it. Then the next surah is Surah Al-Jinn, that Allah Ta'ala is showing us that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is the Nabi of Insan, the Nabi of Jinnat also. And the jinn, as mentioned before, when they heard Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reciting Quran, so they took effect from it and they accepted the message of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not only that, but they went back to the people and warned them. So, O Insan, you shouldn't be left behind, you should go forward. And then the next surah is Surah Al-Muzzammil. Ya ayyuhal Muzzammil, O the one wrapped in a cloth. Allah Ta'ala is addressing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with a great title of affection to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The kuffar used to mock at him, ridicule him, call him Majnoon, Shair, etc. Allah Ta'ala is calling Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and addressing him in a very beloved way. And in this surah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala explains the duties of a person who gives da'wah towards Allah. One is that in the day, he has to make effort amongst men. إِنَّ لَكَ فِي النَّهَارِ سَبْحًا طَوِيلًا You have a long way to swim in the day. And in the night, in preparation for that, you need to stand up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in salah, in tahajjud. So in the beginning, the command was that for half the night or two-thirds of the night, they had to stand up in tahajjud and make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that effort of the night, this is to give strength to your effort that will take place in the day. Then later on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that we have many other duties and responsibilities. So now this command of tahajjud, of it being compulsory, now it is waived. Now it remains, it's a nafil, but very, very important. We should all make an effort to bring it into our lives. Allah give us tawfiq. And وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّن خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ Whatever you will send forth for yourself, you'll find it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reward that you will get in the akhirat is much better than the action you've done in this world. Much, much more greater. And wastaghfirullah. After all the good you do, still you must make istighfar. You can't fulfill the rights of Allah's ibadat, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the next surah is Surah Al-Muddathir. Some adab is given of giving da'wat. Kum fa'andir wa rabbaka fakabbir. You must speak of the greatness of Allah. Don't call towards yourself. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be made great. The deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be made great. And then when you will be giving da'wat, there will also be opposition. People will oppose you. For this, a person must be steadfast and remain resolute. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again reminding us about the akhirat, that on the day of Qiyamah, people fi jannati yatasa'alun, people will be in Jannah, they'll be talking among themselves concerning the mujrimeen, and they will say, ma salakakum fi saqar, what's the reason you ended up here in the fire? Qalu lam nakum min al-musallin. They will say, we never used to perform salah. So the first thing, they never perform salah. Salah is so important. We have to uphold and look after our salah. The next one is Surah Al-Qiyamah. Here also concerning the day of Qiyamah. And we can see most of the surahs, Makki surahs, again and again we are reminded about the life after death. And then Surah Al-Dahr, again is about about the Akhirat. This is Sunnah Surah which is recited in the Qiraat of Fajr on a Jum'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains more about the people of Jannah in the great rewards that they will enjoy in Jannah, and some of the qualities that brought them towards Jannah. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ is they would feed people for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We don't want any repayment from you, and we don't even want you to be grateful to us. You're doing it only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever person does it for Allah and has fear for the akhirat, إِنَّا نَخَوْفُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا هَبُوسًا. They had fear of the day of Qiyamah. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says how they will be enjoying in the year after. And then the last surah was Surah Mursalat. Mention is made about the people of Jahannam, those who will be mukazzibin, who didn't want to accept, who didn't want to, who rejected the message of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again says, وَيْلُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. On that day, it will be woe, it will be destruction for those who rejected. So we have to see that we become from the people of Jannah and we be saved from being from the people of Jahannam. Allah ta'ala grant us all Jannah and save us from Jahannam.